Former employee sues music mogul L.A. Reid, alleges sexual assault in 2001. By Breitbart News on November 9, 2023. New York, AP, Antonio L.A. Reid, the Grammy-winning music executive who influenced the career of artists including Pink, Usher, and Mariah Carey, was sued by a former music executive who says he sexually assaulted her and derailed her career. Drew Dixon filed the lawsuit Wednesday in a New York federal court. Dixon, who worked for Reid when he was chief executive of Arista Records, alleges that Reid sexually assaulted her twice in 2001 and later cut her budget and sidelined artists when she rebuffed his continuing advances. Dixon left Arista in 2002 and contends that her meteoric trajectory in the music business was cut short by Reid's harassment. This litigation is not only about the horrific physical assaults that Ms. Dixon had to endure, but it is also about the irreparable damage done to the rare and blossoming career of an extraordinary talent, the lawsuit said. Dixon is seeking unspecified damages. The Associated Press does not typically name people who say they were sexually assaulted unless they come forward publicly. Messages left for Joel Katz, an attorney who represented Reid when Dixon first made her allegations public in 2017, weren't immediately returned Wednesday night. The Associated Press wasn't immediately able to find a publicist, agent, or other contact number for Reid. The New York Times, which first reported the news of the lawsuit, said Reid didn't respond to multiple requests for comment Wednesday. Dixon sued under New York State's Adult Survivors Act, passed last year, which allows alleged victims of sexual abuse a one-year window to sue even if the original statute of limitations has passed. The deadline is November 24. In 2017, Reid left his position as CEO of Epic Records after a former female assistant accused him of sexual harassment. Reid told the New York Times at the time, "I'm proud of my track record promoting, supporting and uplifting women at every company I've ever run. That notwithstanding, if I have ever said anything capable of being misinterpreted, I apologize unreservedly."